Stand-up comedian Josie Long, performing in the cabaret tent, also felt that politics and environmental messages have a strong root in Glastonbury.
I think it's definitely about politics. It's always been about politics. It's always been about ecology and about bringing people together on the left.
So do you think a music festival is a good venue to bring up those sorts of issues?
Well, definitely. I mean, like, traditionally, think about all the things that music... Like, in the 80s, you had, like, Rock Against Racism. They always went hand in hand. They're like, well, protest songs in the 60s. Yeah, absolutely.
And moving on to more of the sort of scientific issues, do you think it's important that festivals try and reduce their impact on the environment as well?
Oh, yeah, God, everything should. I think it's important that literally everything reduces its impact on the environment. I would go so far as to say it was essential.
You're also... You've been on record showing a strong interest in astronomy. How's that going?
I still have one. I tell you what I feel bad about is that I never get time to go and do some stargazing, which I would really like to do quite a lot. I always tend to be in London and gigging and missing out on things, and so I don't get to do much practical astronomy. What I really like about astronomy is how much it's a good example of integrating science with a lot of other things. There's so much physics in it, and you can relate it to lots of maths and things like that. And also it's just about categorising and putting things in boxes and working stuff out, and that I love. But then again, it just is wonderful in the truest sense of the word. It just inspires you to wonder. It's fantastic. And it's thinking about things which are gigantic and overwhelming and looking at things which are beautiful. And, I mean, I appreciate, like, cell biology has some of that. Like, you look at it and you're like, look at the patterns and stuff. But it's brilliant.
Science is really part of our culture as well. Do you think there's a strong place for science at festivals like Glastonbury?
Yeah, I think especially in terms of, like, the green futures field, it's really important to educate people who otherwise might not get to know about sustainable technologies, for example, and also about scepticism. That's quite important. Although it's a funny one, Glastonbury, because you've still got a lot of pretend healing and people going like, I'll tell your future for £25, which I'm not sure I entirely approve of.
Josie Long on the appeal of science and the presence of pseudoscience at festivals.